our returning champion, Helene Lowy, originally from Wayne, New Jersey. Stand by to see Helene play for a speedboat valued at $9,685. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Lincoln Mark 7, valued at $29,145 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Parrish.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to have you with us. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let us quickly welcome back our champion, Helene Lowy. Hello, Helene.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. You made a great comeback on our last show to sit here as the champion. I thought you might take that beautiful over $7,000 watch and leave, but you, I guess, had confidence you could continue, huh?
Yes, I hope so.
Well, here's where you stand now. We were talking about that boat. The boat would cost $340. You have $274 in your bank, so you need a win with $66, and then you could walk away with the speedboat if you like. Next thing up the line from that, trip to China, and then a luxury car, which I know you've also been eyeing. So you're up amongst some very good things. All set?
All set.
Good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. Isn't that nice? David goes whoop whoop when you come out. Who did you bring us?
Our first contestant belongs to a party circuit organization originally from New York City, New York. Let's welcome Eric Stock.
Hello, Eric.
Our second contestant is a manager of a men's apparel department from Northridge, California. Let's greet Susan Swartz.
Hi there, Susan. And we'll see you later with some bargains, Summer. Susan, you manage a men's apparel department. Do the men give you more trouble than the women? Are they more picky?
No, they're actually so grateful to have anyone to help them that a lot of times it's much easier to work with them.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to hear. So us men are easy to get along with, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Oh, she wins already. No, I don't know. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Eric, what's a party circuit organization?
Well, this is pretty informal, but it's just single people in Los Angeles getting in touch with each other, starting about Thursday, trying to find out where the party is on Saturday.
Oh, usually it starts at Susan's store, so we'll all get there. Good to have you here, Eric, as well. Good
Thanks,
luck.
Jim.
We'll start all three of you off with $20. And with this question. According to the superstition, how many years of bad luck will you have, Helene?
Seven.
For breaking a mirror, that's exactly what it is. $5 for the correct answer. Helene goes to 25. In what classic Disney film will you find a crocodile who ticks? Eric?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan is right. Eric got that one out before the buzzer. Also goes to 25. Name the beautiful young actress who hit stardom in jeans commercials and films. L.A.?
Brooke Shields.
Like the Blue Lagoon, Brooke Shields it is, champion into the lead. According to the adage, all's fair in love and Susan?
War.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's on the scoreboard now. Good. Susan up to 25. In Italian cooking, if something is served parmigiana, L.A.?
With cheese.
With cheese, Parmesan cheese, but cheese acceptable. And you're up to 35. Yes, indeed. Well, it is time now for an instant bargain. The player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Remember, too, Helene, you're in the lead. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. You have a $10 lead over Susan and Eric. You can buy this.
Helene, picture yourself enjoying the picture on a 19-inch color set with one-button picture balance control and illuminated channel indicator, furnished by Sharp. This great television set is normally priced at $439, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Helene, now, back home in Wayne, New Jersey, there are three boys right now fighting over the television set.
You're right.
One more television set at home would cut the battles down by a third.
It would.
Really would. $439 color TV.
They're going to try to beat me, though.
Good thinking, Helene. That's what they're going to try to do. I'm going to try to help you. I wouldn't try to beat you. I would give you $200 in cash to go with the TV set. It would cost you only the value of one question. You would still have a $5 lead. Going once, going twice, going to keep some peace in the family. She's got the color TV, $200 in cash, $639 bargain. For just $5, we knock that off your score. You're down to 30, still in the lead. Enjoy that. Now listen carefully. If the country singer known as the coal miner's daughter married the TV cop played by Robert Blake, what would her name be?
Loretta Beretta.
Loretta Beretta. That's exactly what it would be. Yes. Kind of tricky. Incidentally, if they had a child, it would be Rosanna Dana. You're right. You got $5 back up to 35. At a racetrack, what do they call the bet in which you try to pick the winners of the first two races? Eric.
Daily double.
That's where you went last weekend with the gang. Right. Eric up to 30. In a famous Arthur Miller play, what was the profession of Willie?
Eric? He's a salesman.
Willie Loman, the traveling salesman, death of a salesman, the play. You're right. And Eric ties Elaine at 35. Nice job on that one. But Susan, you're trailing by only $10, and there is a $10 money card on the board as we play the fame game. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am a performer born in Burbank, California in 1948. My father was a Western star and country singer. I made a movie at age 12, played summer stock, and was the Reverend Fordwick on The Waltons. In 1976, I was cast in the role of Jack Tripper. Elaine!
John Ritter.
John Ritter is right, just beating everyone at the buzzer. The champion gets that pick of the board. What number looks good to you, Elaine?
Number four.
And behind number four, we have $10!
Champion finds a $10 money card. We add that to her score. We'll pick up Eric, who was falling over backwards, and we'll continue the match right after this. Champion found a $10 money card, went into the lead. Helene at 45, Eric at 35. So Eric is still mad about that. Susan at 25. We're back with this. Name the festive drink consisting of milk and beaten eggs, often mixed with rum or brandy. Eric?
Pina colada?
No. Festive drink? Eggnog. Or Tom and Jerry would also be acceptable, but I thought that festive drink might help you with that. Took a chance, did not pay off, you lose five. Sorry about that. In a 1975 song by Paul Simon, he claims to be still what after all, Susan?
Crazy.
Still crazy after all these years, and Susan now ties Eric for second place. This two-word French phrase means already seen or seen before. Susan.
Deja vu.
I thought you were going to say that. Yes, Susan gets another five, goes to 35. Name the woman who discovered radium and coined the word, Eric?
Marie Curie.
And she coined the word radioactivity. You are right. Madame Curie it is. And Eric now again ties Susan. $10 behind Helene. Well, Helene, you've got a $10 lead. You've got a little room. Oh, wouldn't you look lovely here, Helene?
Helene, you can wrap yourself in style with Whisper Soft Mills Super Satin Bedding, designed for comfort and elegance, for a new dimension in sleep experience. Cover your bed with Super Satin, furnished by Whisper Soft Mills, and a beautiful assortment of blankets, yours with a gift certificate from Sale of the Century. It's all normally priced at $750, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $11.
Oh, isn't that lovely? I would sit here on the end of the bed, but my aunts are visiting from back east in the audience, and they won't let me do that. So I'll... Helene, yes. $750. Beautiful bedding.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
If you bought it for $11, you'd be trailing by a dollar. Susan's shaking your head. Like, yes, Helene. Helene.
Yes.
I'll let you stay in the lead.
Yes.
But by $1.
Oh.
I'll sell them to you for $9. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Doesn't want to buy with a $10 lead. Back with this. From an Amazon Indian word meaning toothfish comes the name of this small... Helene?
Piranha?
That's right, carnivorous fish of South America. Anytime Helene hits the buzzer, Eric goes, wow, she gets another five, Piranha, it is. What is the term for the deck of 22 playing cards depicting vices, virtues, and... Helene?
Tarot cards.
Tarot cards is exactly right, and elemental forces used in fortune telling. You're right, nicely solved. Helene up to 55. The state which boasts the wild cow town of Deadwood and Badlands National Park, Eric?
North Dakota.
Oh, the other
South
one.
South Dakota.
South Dakota, yeah. I had to take the first answer. Sorry about that. It is South Dakota, and you lose five. In 1984, what famous first for a female was accomplished by Helene?
Sally Ride. She went out in space.
Yes, that's right. That's the technical term for it. You got it. Helene gets another five. Sally Ride, first female astronaut or the first woman in space. You're right. Up to $60. Name the country singer who announced plans to open a vacation retreat called Dollywood. Susan.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Yes, that's exactly right. She's going to open an amusement park. I understand that Dolly Parton is going to open a very big amusement park. It's going to have two roller coasters. We'll be right back. The champion is within $6 of a speedboat that's worth almost $10,000, but of course she must win. Her lead right now is $20 over Susan and $30 over Eric. We're back with a $15 money card added up there on the board. A famous place. I am a part of the British Empire, settled in the year 711 by Moors from North Africa. I'm only 2.3 square miles in area. Eric, take it a chance.
Gibraltar.
And he's right. The chance pays off. It is indeed Gibraltar. Pick up the board.
Nine.
And behind number nine, we have $500.
Eric finds himself $500 in cash. Are you feeling that?
That's good.
All right, $500 is yours no matter how you finish in the game. $15 money card stays up there. We'll add a $25 money card a little later. Good, let's get back with this. She became the director of the New York City Opera after her career as one of America's... Helene.
Beverly Sills.
That's right, one of the greatest opera divas, and it is indeed Beverly Sills. Canted up to 65, $1 away from that speedboat if she should choose to buy it. What Latin word do we use to mean the lawns and grounds around a college? Helene.
Campus.
Campus. She's over the money that she needs for the speedboat. And adding to her lead, $30 right now. This show often begins with a body floating in a pool. It stars Angela Lansbury as a Helene.
Murder, She Wrote.
That's right. That's the detective writer. And three in a row for the champion and pulls into a $35 lead. Well, Helene, with a $35 lead, you might want to buy this.
Oh, Helene, look at this lovely lounge chair and table. A contemporary birchwood chair upholstered in luxurious leather, complemented by this matching catering table from Finlandia Furniture and a portable stereo radio. Buy big musical sound from a convenient compact system featuring AM/FM stereo and cassette record and playback furnished by Beverly Stereo. It's normally priced at $1,476, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Very nice. That is very nice. May I? Thank you, Summer. Magic stereo just appears out of nowhere. It's amazing. Colleen.
Yes.
Now, you've now got two TVs for the two boys, right?
Yes.
So one of them is still going to be mad. One will still be mad. But if he had this, this is lovely. Now you'd have no fighting in the house ever again. Oh, boy.
I wouldn't say that.
And the furniture, and this for $16. You've got a big lead. You've got a $35 lead. So I'm going to leave the price where it is. Your lead would be cut to still a large lead, $19, but you'd have $1,476 worth of beautiful items. Going once, going twice, and no sale. No. Hanging on to that $35 lead and closing in on a speedboat. We'll be right back. Eric Warner to the bar. Our champion, Helene, has more than enough money for the speedboat worth almost $10,000. She's got to win. She's got a pretty good lead right now, $75. Susan's at 40. Eric's at 30. Back with this. In the Bible, what sign did the Lord give to Noah indicating, Helene?
A dove.
Ooh, no, that he would never send another flood against mankind. Sent a rainbow. Rainbow. Quick buzzer cost you $5, down to 70. In what Atlantic coast state could you visit Cape Hatteras and the Wright brothers? Eric?
North Carolina.
Memorial at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. It is. Got the state that time, Eric. Back to 35. Yes. In the classic movie The Wizard of Oz, what substance did Dorothy throw, Susan?
Water.
To make the witch melt? It was indeed water. Susan, the 45. Yeah. Well, big $25 money card up there on the board. Susan and Eric might need it to get very close to Elaine, looking for a famous person. When I was born in 1884, I was the niece of a future president of the United States. Elaine.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
You are right, my goodness. With practically no information, the champion gets control of that board.
Oh, boy. Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have a gas grill, Monarch's Gas Patio Grill. Crafted of heavy steel, porcelain enameled, with convenient controls designed for clean propane grilling. Furnished by Monarch Range Company.
Beautiful grill, $699, yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Where were the other money cards, Summer?
Behind the number 5 and the number 7.
Now, before we get to the speed run, I've got to ask our other players. I bet everybody was sitting there waiting to see what Eric's reaction would have been if she had found a $25 money card, because he's been reacting to it
best
all.
Best of luck to him.
Best of luck. All right. Now, someone's going to need some luck because they got some catching up to do. It is Helene at 70, Susan at 45, Eric at 35. Speed round, 60 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. We've had a lot of fun. Now we're going to finish things up with a speed round. And it starts now. The cities of Leavenworth and Wichita are in what state? Susan.
Texas.
Wrong. Name the cartoonist who draws the comic strip Peanuts?
Eric Schultz.
Right. Who was the lovable scatterbrained wife of George Burns? Helene.
Gracie Allen.
Right. What fruit has varieties called navel and mandarin?
Oranges.
Right. Who invented the telephone? Helene.
Bell.
Right. What kind of food is flounder? Eric.
Fish.
Right. What is the capital of West Germany? Eric.
Bonn.
Right. What is the square root of 64? Eric.
8.
Right. What popular TV series featured agents 86, 99? Helene.
Get Smart.
Right. Who was the first American to orbit the Earth? Eric.
John Glenn.
Right. What country sponsored the voyages of Christopher Columbus? Plane.
Spain.
Right. For which U.S. president was the capital of Wisconsin named? Susan.
Madison.
Right. What political party is known as the Grand Old Party? Susan.
Republican.
Right. Which war was called the war to end all wars? Eric.
World War One.
Right. What number system is based on powers of 10? Eric.
Decimal.
Time is up. It didn't make any difference. Helene, you are still the champion. Congratulations. Well done. Back to this fine champion in just a moment. And Eric was indeed correct, but after the bell, based on the powers of 10, it is the decimal system. And Leavenworth and Wichita are in Kansas. You were there with Dorothy and the Wizard, but couldn't get anything back to Kansas. Got to say goodbye to Susan and Eric. And Susan, I'm sorry I didn't pick up anything along the way. Of course, you've got the cash in front of you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Eric, you did very well. It looked like you were having a lot of fun up there,
I
too.
I did.
And you're going home with $565 in cash. So a profitable stay. Have a good party this weekend. But our champion could buy a beautiful boat right now as Helene goes shopping with me. Come on, Helene. I loved Eric's reaction every time he went up there to the board. And very important for you, you kept getting up there to the board.
Yes,
keeping your opponents away from it. Wow, you've got $369 in your bank now. Very easily say yes and you can buy this.
Race along the water with the sensational ski boat. With ample ski storage, reclining sleeper seats, inboard motor, and trailer. Furnished by American Marine. This fantastic prize normally priced at $9,685. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Just $340, and that boat is yours. You've got $369, so easily you can afford to buy that. But incidentally, we're talking about the boys now. How old are they? What are their names?
Matt is 16, and Joshua is 10, and Danny is 5.
Well, they would love something like this boat.
Certainly would.
Now, the question is, would you take one of them on the next prize if you decided to come back?
I think I'd have to take my husband, Lewis.
I think Lewis might enjoy this, a win with $76 more, and Helene and Lewis can go off to China.
The Mysteries of the Orient. Discovered on a trip to China. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Shanghai for 24 days in this ancient land. You'll cruise the Yangtze River, meet China's spirited people, and sightsee the Ming Tombs and the awesome Great Wall of China. This unforgettable trip, normally priced at $12,760, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
That's a great trip. You and Lewis could enjoy a wonderful trip, and it would cost you, of course, you must win again. That's always the catch, but you'd need another $76, which you've done very easily in your previous shows. Now, the next thing after that, you have $369. Should you get the $530, this I know Helene likes, Jay.
Celebrate the open road in this fabulous Lincoln Mark 7. This luxurious full-size car features an electronic cassette player, leather interior, power steering and brakes, and wire wheels from Galpin Ford. And this great car, normally priced at $29,145, yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And Helene has been eyeing that for a few days now. Yes, she likes that a lot, but you'd have to get the $530. Got $369 right now. If you couldn't make up your mind between a few of these items, think of this. Get the $750, and I'll give you every prize on the stage, including the trip, the boat, the car, and this.
A cash jackpot of $60,000.
In total, you get the $750. It'll be $125,285 in cash and prizes that could be yours. Yes, indeed. And it has been done, as a lot of you know. But Helene, right now, $369 will buy you that boat, or you can put your money in the bank. The trip to China is next, and we'll find out your decision in a moment. Back with our champion, Helene Lowy, and she's been looking around. You're up there with some pretty good things, $369. Say yes, and you can have this beautiful boat and leave us. Or put the $369 in the bank. A win with $76 more. You and your husband off to China for a wonderful, wonderful trip. Next thing up the line, I know you really like $530, the car. After that is all the prizes and the cash jackpot as well. So a lot to shoot for. or do you want to leave us? $369, you're going to give me that and take the boat, or are you going to put your money in the bank?
I'm putting the money in the bank.
She's staying. Yeah, she doesn't want the boat. I know what she's got an eye on. We'll add another $1,000. $61,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Some prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.